Shalom Aleichem. Welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Balak. And the summer months are well underway, a time where many of us have the ability to spend more time learning, not doing homework with the little ones, and have somewhat less responsibility as far as the children are concerned. And Bezus Hashem can increase our Limud HaTorah. Parshas Balak. It reminded me of a unique thing that we find in Parshas Balak, a unique pasuk. It's more of a question of just knowing that something exists more than any Devar Torah. There was a Rebbe in the Masifta in my days. It was a Lamja. He had a hard time pronouncing a Lamed. So Bacher once went over to him and asked if he could please read to him the pasuk, Perakov Bey, pasuk Lamed Zayin, and this was Parsha. And that pasuk has 13 straight words with a Lamed, 13 consecutive words that have a Lamed. V'yemer Balak Avilam Haloi Shaloya Shalachti Alecha Likroi Lachlei Lama Haloi Alachtei Loi. 13 straight words with a Lamed. Of course, the Rebbe saw the pasuk, understood it, and the boy got thrown out of yeshiva, at least temporarily. Tachei Madvarim. But anyway, the idea that such a pasuk exists as Swiss Pasha is interesting. There's another nakuda here in the parasha. It relates to something I mentioned to you in the past, and that is that the word Shin Lamed Ches, for sending, appears sometimes without a dagesh and sometimes with a dagesh in the Lamed, depending on the binyan, how the word is conjugated. And as I mentioned, I'm sure those of you who heard this, it's the type of thing you remember, is that Shin Lamed Ches without a dagesh in a Lamed is a softer sending. It's when you send someone and he's going to come back. He's going somewhere and he's going to return. Shin Lamed Ches with a dagesh is a one-way trip. When you send things in one direction, that's called binyan kaved, a stronger sending. Whereas with a soft lamed, it's called binyan kav, lighter sending. There are many words like that. Lamed mem dalad lamad is to learn when there's no dagesh in the mem. When there is a dagesh in the mem, lamad is a binyan kaved. It's something that's a more difficult thing, and that is teaching, where you're learning plus teaching. Now this, as I mentioned, is a Rashi in Parshas Noach. When Noach sends away the Yaina, Rashi says this rule. It's a Rashi in Parshas Shvais. By the Mialdais, Rashi says that the Shorish Yud Lamed Dalid can mean to give birth, that's Binyan Kal, can mean to help others give birth, that's Binyan Kaved with a Dagesh in the Lamed, etc. And this is a sort of an old klal to our Chaverim. If you don't remember it, pretend you do, because you should. It's something that I mentioned in the past. Every parsha, I believe, every parsha in the Torah has a word with Shin Lamed Ches, and is an example of this. Well, I mentioned here in Balak, because in the beginning of Balak, there are many psukim that mention the messengers that was sent. The pasuk I just mentioned, for example, V'yemer Balak el Bilam haloi shalaya shalati alecha. These are messengers, so of course they're without a lamed. You start at the beginning of the parasha, and the messengers are constantly without a dagesh in the lamed until Perek Chavei pasuk mem. V'yizva Balak bakar etzayin. Balak brings karbanis. V'yishalach le Bilam, and he sent the meat. Rashi says it means he sent the meat of the karbanis to Bilam. And there, of course, it's a one-way trip. When you send somebody something to eat, you don't expect to get it in return. And Yishalach LeBilam has a dagesh in the lamed. And it's just another thing, when I see Mavisedja, that I noticed an old friend, an old klal that we have mentioned in the past. I'd like to talk about the middle set of the brachas of Bilam, Chazal, Seim, Eseftes, Sanhedrin. And from the brachas of Bilam, you can see a little of what he had in mind in a negative way to Klal Yisrael. So he had two parts of the middle that I would like to discuss. One is Pasuk Chavav. Lo yibit aven bi'akov, bo'ra amol bi'Yisrael. Amol, Rashi says here, means an aveira. Mayhibir Oven B'Yakov. Hashem didn't see the sins of Yaakov. Loirah Amo B'Yisrael. Now, it means Christ saw Tzadikim. So, of course, God didn't see any of the Averis of Christ. So, however, Rashi says not that way. Rashi says, Mayhibir, Kishen Oivrim Al-Devarav, Einim Medag Dechar Achrein Lesbainin. But that Kaddish Baruch Hu Kaviyachol doesn't look at the Averis. He doesn't notice the Averis. So lo yibid means even when Klal Yisrael does do Averis, Hashem doesn't notice the Averis that Klal Yisrael does. That's what Bilam said. It's a Pella. Just to Psukim earlier, Bilam said, lo ishkel v'yichazeid. God is not like a person. He doesn't do things that are not true. So if God doesn't do things that are not true, so what does it mean, lo yibid avem b'yakev? Hashem didn't look at the Averis of Yaakov. Haloi davaru, it definitely needs a beer. The chayr is not, it's a falseness. The answer is the klal gadol in the life of a person, the life of a married man, lehibit avem v'yakev, that's a midah a husband and wife should have about each other. You don't have to notice all of the failings of each other. And what is the idea? How is that not sheker? The answer is that there's a certain emes. The emes is that when people are committed to each other in their lives, they have commitments to each other, and they're loyal and faithful one to the other. And then they make mistakes. They do things that are wrong. It has to be seen in context. It's not like you meet someone the first time, and he says, I'll be there at 4 o'clock. He doesn't show up. You don't know the man from ever. And he doesn't show up. He's not there when he's supposed to be there. Of course, yeah, it's normal to have time with him. However, when you have somebody who's committed to you your whole life, who does things, who shares a life with you, And then the person shows up at 4 o'clock. So big deal. Well, how does that affect the relationship? It's not even the relationship. People make mistakes. People do things that they should not be doing. Like Hibit of Embiaka, if I cared, Bilam is saying that it's emes, like Ishkel v'yichazev, Hashem doesn't do things that are sheker. And since he doesn't do sheker, like Hibit of Embiaka, therefore, he doesn't notice the sins of Yaakov. Now, the brachos is shabulama is nikar ma kavanose is kavanose mikachu gan Klal Yisrael. However, that Klal Yisrael does do averus and God is ignoring them. However, the amita sadvarim is that that's a proper mida. That's a mida a person has to have. The happiness of a home depends on having this mida. Like hibit of embi Yaakov. It's a mida of bracha. It's a mida of hatzlacha. It's a mida where a person can just have a happy life if he just stops noticing everything. After that, sometimes people complain that when they learn, they forget. Forgetting is a painful thing for somebody who learns. He forgets things. It is, taka, indeed, a painful thing that a person does when he forgets things. However, if you have, excuse me, if you're blessed with the midah of forgetting, use it the right way. Use it the right way. When a friend does something that he shouldn't be doing to you, he shouldn't do it. So forget it. Don't remember it. He comes to apologize. You say, what? I don't remember that. You try to say that, oh, I'm either forgetting. I use it for the right thing. So, but I don't have kindness when it's used, Chas v'Shalom, when it's used for something that's incorrect. So this is a, you say to stick a pasuk in the life of a yid, like Yehibit of Embiaka, should be halakta v'drachah, you should do like the Rabbeinu Shalom. Don't notice everything that someone does that's incorrect. Later, in the same set of brachas, the pasuk says, and apparently Bilam sees this as significant enough to mention, lo yishkav ad yechol teref. What does it mean, lo yishkav ad yechol teref, in pasuk of Dalet? It means, Dr. Rashi, amazing. Rashi says it's krishmalamita, as it remembers in the pasuk. Wow. Rashi says, when you go to sleep, that mazikim abola tarfai. So belayla, when Klal Yisrael goes to sleep, they don't go to sleep ad yechol teref till they destroy those who are out to destroy them. And what is that? Rashi says to say kriyishma. The person says kriyishma amitase before he goes to sleep, and in that way he's mavateil the he's makabel amakos shemaim. That's just the kriyishma. It's the kabbalas amakos shemaim that goes with it. And he's mevatel all of the mazikim. People say they don't see these mazikim. Who are these mazikim? I never met them. And the answer is the mazikim are there. I've noticed in yeshiva over the years. As a mechanech, there are some people who can't get up in the morning. A bacha says he's in pain. He can't get up in the morning. He oversleeps davening. He oversleeps seder. In the beginning, I used to think he has to work on getting up in the morning. He has to work, find some trick on how to get up in the morning. There was a wise woman who had a column, advice column, who wrote, the best way to make sure you get up in the morning is to drink half a gallon of water before you go to sleep. And that it works. But I discovered later that it's not true. People don't have a hard time getting up. Some people have sleep disorders, Rahman Hassan. But when a young man says, I can't get up in the morning, correct him. You can't get to sleep at night. At night, when it's time to go to sleep, you dray around, you schmooze, you do things, and before you know it, half hour passes, an hour passes. You're wasting major amounts of time at night. And you figure, what's the difference? I finished learning for the day. I finished davening for the day. The answer is a very big difference. The difference is that if you go to sleep late, you're going to have a hard time getting up. And you're going to have a hard time concentrating the next day. So the Eitz HaRish tells, you want to know who the mazikim are? You want to know who are these mazikim? I can show them to you. You come to a camp by day, and the whole camp is davening. I'll walk you into the bunks. You'll see the mazikim. They knocked out a handful of boys. They're still sleeping in bed. Why are they sleeping in bed? Some of them don't care about getting up for davening, but most of them do. Why are they sleeping in bed? Because of the mazikim. Because they were mekabel al malchus shemayim before they went to sleep. That means, mekabel al malchus shemayim means you go to sleep the way you're supposed to go to sleep. You go to sleep the way a ben Torah, the way a frumi goes to sleep. You go to sleep in a way that's going to make you have hatzlacha in the coming day. And that is the leyishkav ad yechol teref. That is this midah, this idea, a person before he goes to sleep, yechol teref, that he has to destroy the mazikim that are around him. A person before he goes to sleep should be sure to say kriya shema. Mishnah says toiv, say the whole three parashiyos of kriya shema. That way, if chas v'shalom you ever forget to daven ma'ariv, at least you won't miss the mitzvah asay of kriya shema. And besides, Mishnah Berurah says it's a shmira for the Ramach Evarim for a person to say the entire parasha of Kriya Shema. There are three parashas, and that's the Iker. Say the three parashas, say Hamapel, and go to sleep, and you'll be able, in Yitzhak Hashem, to wake up in the morning in a proper way. Someone told me that there was someone who once came to Rav Shach with his little three-year-old boy, and he showed Rav Shach that, hey, look at the neshama this boy has. What does the boy do when he plays around? He had tzitzis. He's got this. He wraps the tzitzis around his arm like tefillin. That's what he likes to do for playing, to pretend he's putting on tefillin. See, so Rav Shach, look at my little Yankala. This is what he does for play. Rav Shach turned to the father and he said, Rav Yid, you have to start davening with a minyan. He understood that if the boy sees the father putting on tefillin, it can only happen if the father puts on tefillin because he's davening at home. And in an ideal world, your child should never see you putting on tefillin until he gets old enough to come to shul with you. When do you put on tefillin? You put on tefillin in the Beis HaMedrash. We don't have in America the meaning to put on tefillin at home and go to shul that way. And the Mela, it's all part of this, is bainanus that we need, the understanding. Bilam hated Klal Yisrael. He knew their weaknesses. He knew about the mazikim at bedtime. Tonight, fight off those mazikim. When it's time to go to sleep, don't stray around. Don't look at the paper. Don't look at your emails. Go to sleep. Have a good night's sleep. Wake up refreshed in the morning on time to make it in davening the way it's supposed to be, which is before davening with enough time. There's an 8 o'clock minyan. It means you're supposed to come 5 or 10 to 8, so you can put on your towels and fill them before minyan. In Yitz Hashem, we shall be there. And with that, I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful and Heilige Shabbos Kodesh.